It's Tuesday, September 17, 2024.
A tornado of smoke. A children's playground burning. The radiating heat enough to set the closest homes ablaze.
Natural gas pipeline explodes in suburban Houston. Unprecedented deadly storms and floods ravage Central Europe, West Africa, and North Carolina. Plus,
we won't give him money to put out all his fires.
Trump threatens to withhold disaster aid from California.
All of those threats and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Gavin Newsom is going to sign those papers. And if he doesn't sign those papers, we won't give him money to put out all his fires.
Yeah, let California burn. You're running for president, you jackass, not Mafia Don. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, well, I hate to say it, but Houston, we have a problem.
Yes, in Texas on Monday, a pipeline carrying liquefied natural gas exploded next to a playground in the Houston suburb of Deer Park, seriously damaging nearby homes and knocking out power to thousands. No injuries reported, but homes, stores, schools, and a college were evacuated as first responders worked to limit the fire spread. No word yet on the cause. Pipeline owner Energy Transfer said it shut off the gas flow, but the remaining fuel in the pipeline will have to burn itself out. It's one of more than a dozen pipelines underlying the area. The blast underscores recurring questions about the adequacy of the pipeline industry's efforts to protect the public.
Yeah, that's got to be terrifying, knowing that one of these pipelines blew up and there's like a dozen more under their feet.
Yep. In other news, Europe is staggering under the latest flood of the century. Over the weekend, deadly historic storm Boris parked over Central Europe, triggering record cold, record snow, and heavy rains. Some areas got 6 months' worth of rain in just 4 days, with floods destroying infrastructure and inundating water and sewage treatment plants. For parts of the Austrian Alps, it was the first ever snowstorm on record in September. Forecasters say the unprecedented storm was fueled by, quote, record-breaking temperatures in the Mediterranean Sea, combined with extreme cold air spilling out of the Arctic, stalling the storm over Central Europe. Climate scientists link the increased frequency and intensity of stalled weather systems to man-made global warming driven by the burning of fossil fuels.
I saw a map of the jet stream today. It's just going crazy all around the globe.
That is also linked to global warming. And in fact, Sweden and Norway set a September heat record of 87 degrees Fahrenheit. Climate activists on social media noted the irony of the public's anger over protesters blocking roadways to demand climate action, yet are silent when unprecedented storms, floods, and fires fueled by climate change block and destroy roadways.
Yep.
In West and Central Africa, a humanitarian crisis is unfolding. Catastrophic flash flooding triggered by unusually heavy rains has left more than 1,000 people dead, 4 million displaced, and hundreds of thousands of homes destroyed, according to aid agencies. In Nigeria, residents had only minutes to flee the fast-rising waters. In North Carolina, a state of emergency was declared on Monday after a powerful storm spun up quickly in the overheated Atlantic Ocean, bringing heavy rain and life-threatening flooding in what forecasters are calling a one-in-1,000-year rain event that dumped a foot and a half of rain in just 12 hours. Finally, in politics, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, on a visit to California on Friday, threatened to withhold federal disaster aid to the state if he is reelected, unless Governor Gavin Newsom does Trump's bidding on issues like water and taxes. The threats came in response to a reporter's question about helping Americans struggling with natural disasters, like the wildfires in California.
And Gavin Newsom is going to sign those papers. And if he doesn't sign those papers, we won't give him money to put out all his fires. And if we don't give him the money to put out his fires, He's got problems. He's a lousy governor.
Governor Newsom responded in a statement, quote, "Every voter should be made aware of this. Donald Trump just admitted he will block emergency disaster funds to settle political vendettas. Today, it's California's wildfires. Tomorrow, it could be hurricane funding for North Carolina or flooding assistance for homeowners in Pennsylvania. Donald Trump doesn't care about America. He only cares about himself."
That sounds right. Unbelievable. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and site still known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.